So what you're hearing right now is the beginning of a little party that is also Stubblefield's Black Box, an intricate game of position. The music you're hearing is mostly stuff that I did with friends. I don't ever really do anything on my own, except hang out and read, or write, or play the cello. But this one is not me. This is Michael Hurley, actually. If you guys were... Isaac just showed up. Some early partygoers just left. Hannah and Jim and Sam are here. if you guys are wondering who Stubblefield was, he was born in Kentucky. Murray, Kentucky, actually. And some people think that he's the father of radio, but he's not. Marconi is. What he did invent was a... wireless phone, actually. He was into communication, and he made the first cell phone in 1892, and he died poor, starving to death in a shack. I was doing some internet research, and they got graphic about a cat eating out his eyes before they found him. But the idea is that he's like really poor and yet was the inventor of what is now a one of the most lucrative businesses and happening at the moment, which is wireless communication. But what he did with his wireless communication was just do demonstrations. He did little public demonstrations with sound and light in this black box in Murray, Kentucky. And he would say things such as, "I have solved the problem of telephoning without wires through the earth, as Signor Marconi has of sending signals through space. But I can also telephone without wires through space as well as through the earth, because my medium is everywhere." So he was kind of like a mad scientist. And he says, and then his friend vouched for him. Apparently the first wireless cell phone conversation started, "Hello, Rainy." Anyway, so that's what's going on with Stubblefield, and the reason that I picked him as sort of someone to base my broadcast around, or is to do a sort of radio or network of communication homage to this guy, is that he wasn't interested in just like broadcasting out to his minions. He wanted people to talk to each other, and that's sort of what's going on here, sort of. So that's what's going on. This is a song that my friend Laura Hanna wrote and we played recently. Thank you.
you need. Blue eyes of the seasick blue, blue eyes of the seasick black. What is in there for him to play with, to make the same.